I bought those Bengals tickets for the game, and I get just swamped by Bengals stuff all the time. I got.
This is Kurt.
I'd be happy to be your personal seat guy. Unless you bought Packers tickets, you know, we got three packs going on. The Packers is included in this game with so-and-so. You know what I really want to buy? I got to talk to Mrs. Rookie about it, but I don't think we're going to, because it'll be about $5,000. I want to buy the weekend plan for Minnesota Wild games. I went through their schedule, the weekend plan, what dates they have them. And out of 11 games, there'd be maybe three or four conflicts, but I could try to sell those tickets on StubHub. There's a couple of games early that we'd be able to go to before hockey, and then games late in March and April that we'd be able to go to. Man, I love going to NHL games.
It's a long drive, though, to go to a game.
It is, but we have a place to stay for free and all that stuff.
Oh, well, that's true.
Her parents, it's unbelievably how convenient where her parents live compared to the XL Energy Center. And you don't have to go in on the main highway and stuff. You go down by the river and kind of take the back door in. So convenient. It's 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's like my brother where he used to live in Hales Corners.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, Camilla Park. Back roads, boom, next thing you know, you come out, there it is.
Yeah.
It was there. It was great.
Yeah.
No, not even close anymore. It's a good 40 minutes away, but... So when I was a kid, when we used to go to Wrigley Field for games, there was, you know, there's, Wrigley is like right in the neighborhood, right? There's no parking. There's mm-hmm. no parking lot for Wrigley Field. There are different lots in the area that you can park in that are privately owned. But it used to be, when they had only day games, that you could park on the street and go to the game. If
right.
you knew... What streets to look on and things like that. So when I was little, when my dad would take us and we'd drive down, he would always drive around the neighborhood searching for spots, and we had our favorite little areas that we'd always check first and see if
right.
there were spots. But then it got different for a couple reasons, because one, you know, back in those days, there weren't a lot of people going to games. You know, there were times when there was, you know, 5,000-6,000 people there. So parking
crazy
was a lot easier to find.
It?
Yeah. I mean, I've been in a game at Wrigley where the upper deck was not even open. They had chain across the
sure.
ramp, so you couldn't even go up to the upper deck.
Do you think, it's kind of interesting because this conversation is going to kind of go everywhere here. Do you think that it'll get back to those kind of days? The Cubs have just had a huge sell-off. You know, they're in a full rebuild mode now. And I don't know what their, quite honestly, I don't know what their minor league system is like. So who they'll be calling up or what the, let's just say what the next 5 years might look like for the Cubs. But assuming it's not going to be good, right? Because they've just got rid of everybody. Do you think they will, those days will come back? Maybe not to where there's 5,000 or 6,000 there, but that it's an easier ticket to get and it's not a sellout, because they're a little bit like the Packers now, right? They sell because they're the Cubs, because the ballpark is kind of the draw and all that stuff. And they were good, you know, recently and won the World Series in 2016. A little bit like the Packers. Remember back in the, you know, back in the 80s, 70s and 80s, you could get tickets left and right. Like, do you think the Packers, when Aaron Rodgers moves on, and if this team falls back to 9-7 or 9-8 now, 17 games. But, you know, a mediocre football team. Do you think there will be empty seats at Lambeau Field, or has the team, the organization, and the legend in football grown too big for that now, that they'll always be sold out? And kind of the same thing with the Cubs and what they've done recently.
Well, I don't think sold out, but I don't think they'll ever go back to 5,000-6,000 closed
right.
upper deck. I mean, a bad day is going to be 20,000 instead of 37,000 or 38,000.
Will that be common, though, where the stadium's constantly half empty for 81 home games, with
no,
the exception of a few games?
Probably not. I don't know. It might for a little bit, but it won't last long, provided that the team shows that they're trying. I mean, but for a while there, it seemed like they didn't care because they could. I always used to say they could put monkeys out on the field and they would sell it out.
Because
pretty cool if you see monkeys playing baseball, but people come to see the ballpark, the neighborhood, and all that other stuff. And there's always
right.
going to be
kind
a degree of that.
There's
always going to be some of that, but I don't think it'll go back to those. Because in those days, back in the old days, like I was talking about, they weren't that yet. It was in middle 70s. You know, their
long stretch of not winning. And
yeah, I mean, it was still there, but they hadn't reached that nostalgic era yet.
Okay.
You know, Wrigley Field wasn't a national landmark yet, like it is now. But in 84, that all changed when they won out of no place, and WGN, Superstation, cable TV,
right.
And everything else.
Pumped them out everywhere.
Yeah, that was part of it. But I can't see that happening to the Packers either. They've been through plenty of dry spells where they weren't winning and still sold out.
Yeah, but I mean, that was 40,000, 45,000, and you talk to people, and there were empty seats, and you couldn't give away tickets, and, you know, the old joke, and I know it's just a joke, you know, you'd put two tickets on your dashboard, leave the window down, and you'd come back, and there'd be four more tickets on the dashboard, and all that stuff. But, I mean, because I think about all the people that built those massive homes across from Lambeau Field, and I'm like, I'm wondering if you're there a little too late, meaning, you know, you got that done in the last 5 years of Aaron Rodgers and kind of the historic run that the Packers have been on. But what happens? What are those properties going to be worth, and what are you going to rent them out for if the Packers fall back to mediocrity, so to speak?
Yeah. Well, I guess they're going to try. I don't know. Is it pot? Well, yeah, sure, it's possible. It's possible.
What's possible?
Well, I was just thinking with the way the salary cap is structured and the way the league has been set up, is it possible to be bad really for a long time? And then certainly it is.
Look at the well,
if
look
you look
at,
around.
Look at the team who's in town.
I know,
the Jets.
Think that's exactly what I thought of. The Jets, the Browns. There are other examples. There are teams that have just been wallowing in misery, lousy play for a long, long time. It is possible. It's hard to imagine it could happen here, but it sure could. And if Rodgers isn't here, I think it's going
to. I mean, kind of what happens to that Titletown district if the Packers go back to mediocrity? Does it lose its luster at all?
Yes.
You know, the ice skating, the sledding, the apartment, all that stuff. I mean, does it?
There's always going to be some of that nostalgic,
yeah,
you know, angle. And it's
is
gonna
it enough to pay
people.
The bills,
that's,
though?
That's the question. Is it enough to pay the bills? They're hoping that they don't have to find that out. Maybe that's why they drafted Jordan Love when they did. They understand how important that position is to any team, and they saw a guy that they think is the next, and they had to take him no matter what year it is, no matter what Rodgers' contract status is. They wanted to make sure they got him. So we'll see if it pays off for him, but it'll be pretty interesting. But I don't know if it matters as much in the NFL, the way they share revenue and stuff. If you have those down times, you don't.
You still need that money, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why
you don't
Jerry builds what he does, and that's why they did what they did out in New England, building all the stuff around Gillette Stadium and so forth. I think you need to own things like that to keep the money coming in.
Well, yeah, you do. It's going to be painful if they don't. If Rodgers is gone after this year, and Love isn't up to snuff, going to be some painful times. You just hope you don't get in that pattern like so many teams are in of drafting quarterbacks, finding out they're not what you were hoping for, then you got to do it all over again. It's
yeah.
like starting all over. You get on this vicious cycle. The Jets are a great example of it. There are others, too. And it's just it's not pretty because you can be bad for a long, long time.
You want to see an example? Take a look at the Denver Broncos since John Elway, with the exception of going out and getting Peyton Manning.
And that's a long time. I mean, you're talking about 25 years, right?
It's like 97, 98.
Yeah. Almost 25 years. With a couple of, how long was Manning there? For two seasons?
You know,
or three?
I think three. You know, they had some good, you know, they had some good years with Jake Plummer at quarterback. But you know what? He wasn't drafted by him. They
right.
had to go out and get him in free agency and all that stuff.
Right. Yeah, it's interesting. Well, we'll find out, hopefully later, not sooner, what happens.
I wonder. I hope I'm around for it, because that means I'm still alive and kicking, and I haven't had the... my key still works in the lock, but it'll be very interesting to see where the Packers are like in 10 years, wouldn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And what it looks like over there.
That's
as I was walking up there yesterday, so I had to park in the same area you did.
Yeah.
And so from to walk all the way across the parking lot from Oneida Street up to Lot 9. And as I'm doing that, I'm looking at that building, and I'm like, man, just in the time that I've been here, how much it's changed.
Sure.
That South Gate wasn't there. That whole loading dock was totally different.
Yep.
The Oneida Gate on the other side is
shoot the pro shop and all that
the
stuff.
Whole
yeah.
thing. Yeah. It, I mean, it's,
after they remodeled it, they kind of remodeled the remodel.
Yeah,
it didn't
take
time.
Completely different,
yeah.
even in the last 10 years. So I don't know what it's going to look like in another 10, but yeah, I'm with you. Maybe we'll be celebrating our.
Would be like our 25th. Yeah, 25th anniversary.
Oh, wow.
It's the Bill and Rookie experience.
And I can't wait. What do you get for a 25th anniversary
for,
around here?
For your morning show partner? I don't know.
No, we'll from the company. Don't you get like a Rolex or something?
Ah, shoot. I didn't have the rim shot ready.
You get a roll.
Raise.
You get a roll out.
You'll get nothing and
all
don't
right.
like it.
We got to run. We got to get to the final practice of the preseason. Can you believe it? Wow. Stick with us tomorrow morning. We'll be here every morning, Monday through Friday. 6 a.m. It's the Bill and Rookie Experience on the Fan.